Okay, hey there. All right, so you get asked what you want for dinner, or where should we go to hang out tonight, or what's your next big vacation that you have planned, or what are you up to in your business? And you immediately kind of start freaking out internally because, oh my gosh, I don't know. Those freaking dreaded words pop right out of your mouth without you even thinking about it. And there you go again, saying that same thing that you don't want to say. You don't want to be known as the girl who doesn't know, because you actually really do know, like deep down, you know what you want for dinner. You might not care. Like, you might genuinely just be open to someone else choosing. And you might not have a preference. You might not have a very specific restaurant in mind or an exact meal that you're craving. But I don't know is not accurate. So let's get you out of saying that. So in this quick video, we're going to go through some really simple ways to help get I don't know out of your vocabulary. There's no need to keep saying it. It doesn't matter what the scenario is, even if you don't have the answer right there. So say, like, I remember there were times when back when I was working in sales in corporate America, not a fit for me, by the way. But I'm working in sales, and a customer would ask me a question about our technology, which, for those of you who don't know me, for those of you who do know me, I can figure stuff out with technology if it's like intuitive technology. But if it's anything fancy, and this equipment that I was working in was very fancy technology, like really, it's just really fancy stuff. And I didn't know a lot of things about it. In fact, each of us salespeople were assigned an engineer to go with us on sales calls because the engineer would actually understand the function and all that, be able to explain it. So there were so many times where I would get a question, and this is like, gosh, this is like 12 years ago now. And there were so many questions. Deer in the headlights, I had no idea. You guys, I had no idea. And I'm like, oh my gosh. The customers asked me a question, and these are like big deals. I mean, these are like six and seven figure deals that we were putting together. And I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh, I literally don't know. I have no clue. And so, right, I'm like getting, even telling the story, I'm getting myself worked up about it again because I remember that feeling of just dread and I don't have an answer for you. I don't actually know. I don't know. And thankfully, the engineer was with me, and the engineer could always take it and run with it. Although there were a few times where I didn't have an engineer. And so what I learned, and thank goodness for patient managers who really, it took quite a few attempts to really get me to understand this, was to not freak out and crumble and be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I don't know. And I haven't learned that. And like get into this whole sob story about it, which is kind of what my default was. They re-taught me something new that I kind of self-taught. They taught me the approach of, you know what, that's a great question. Let me find out for you. At no point, once I learned that, I didn't have to say, I don't know anymore. I didn't have to feel guilty that I hadn't studied all of the engineering and technology that our engineers had been studying for years. And I didn't have to feel like I wasn't smart because that's honestly what I was taking. Like whenever someone would ask me a question and I had to say, I don't know, I felt dumb. Like, Susan, you should know this. Like, this is your job. You should know every single thing about your job. That was the story that I was telling myself. So anytime there was something that I hadn't been taught or I hadn't learned or I didn't even know about and I didn't know, I started beating myself up. So I have a suspicion you're in a similar boat, which is why you're here. So that's what we're going to address today. We're going to give you some really simple tips and some really simple phrases that you can use in any scenario that will have you take, I don't know, completely out of your vocabulary. Because you either do know and you just haven't tuned in to let yourself say it, or you do know and you're like afraid to say it because, oh, what are people going to think? Or it's an opportunity for you to find out or connect them with the person who can support them with that. Cool? Awesome. Okay, so first things first. let's be really clear. If you're in a scenario, let's say a social setting, perhaps even a party, and someone brings up a topic that you don't really know anything about, like you haven't studied it, or it's not interesting to you, or you just like, some people aren't sports people, or they're not politics people, or they don't really care about XYZ topic, or like they don't really know a lot about, you know, current events and what's going on in whatever country, right? Name it, whatever it is for you. And there might be multiple things. So don't feel like you have to know everything about everything except this one topic you don't have to learn about. Multiple things. In fact, most of what I just listed are my examples of like, I like to know what's going on, but I'm not going to like study in depth what's going on. So here's something just real quick right off the bat that you can use. It's totally okay to say, you know what, actually, I don't really feel like I know enough about that to even offer an opinion. You can say that. You don't have to say, I don't know. You don't have to say, oh my gosh, I think Michael Jordan? Like, you don't even have to make up an answer. You don't have to pretend that you know what you're talking about. There are times where you haven't studied it. You haven't been learning it. You haven't been soaking in it or seeking it out or choosing to absorb information on a topic. And that's totally fine. Own it. Allow yourself to say, you know what? I don't even have an opinion on that. I really haven't taken any time to learn about it. So I don't feel like I have anything to share on that. Like, I just don't. I am telling you from firsthand and secondhand experience, there is mad respect when you can just own that. And I will also tell you from very painful firsthand experience, you guys, oh my gosh, to try to pretend and stumble your way through something that you genuinely don't know about and to try to like, well, maybe I could impress them. Maybe I could just like fake it enough that they'll think that I know what I'm talking about, but not enough that they're going to like further engage in the conversation, but like enough to be like, oh wow, she knows what she's talking about. I have fallen flat and hard trying to do that. Let me just tell you, don't. Can I just give you some really solid, sound advice? Don't do that. It doesn't work. And the worst thing, well, there's a couple worst things. One is that you totally fall flat and embarrass yourself because what you say is inaccurate or not true or whatever. Or you say something and it totally engages the person into conversation and they want to go even deeper into the subject that you don't even know about. Like, oh my gosh, save yourself the hassle. It's okay to own and say, you know what? I honestly don't feel like I've studied enough or have been paying attention enough to that or have sought out enough information to even have an opinion on that. So I'm happy to listen to what you guys want to say. Like, continue on. I'm here to support. I don't have anything to say on that particular subject. If you want to talk about petting puppy dogs, though, I am all ears and I will contribute heavily to that conversation because I have lots of experience and I love, love talking about it. Like, make it light. It doesn't have to be this heavy, like, oh, I don't know and I should know and now I feel bad for not knowing. Ooh, no, you're not a Jeopardy contestant. Even Jeopardy contestants get things wrong, okay? Okay, so, and you'll even notice, I didn't even plan on saying this, but I'm gonna. You'll even notice that Jeopardy contestants, when they don't know, they simply stop talking. They don't hit the buzzer to say, I don't know, Alex, I'll take I don't know for 2,000. No, they just don't offer an opinion. They don't offer an answer. That's fine. Okay, cool. So there's like one whole scenario when you're in a social setting. Let's say, for instance, you're with a group of friends and everyone looks to you and says, hey, so-and-so, where should we go for dinner tonight? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a breath before responding. I want you to bring to the forefront of your mind and say, okay, and I'm going to use my name, but you'll fill in your name. You're going to say, okay, Susan, I don't know is not an answer. That's not an acceptable answer. What do you know? It's very key to ask yourself, what do you know? So for instance, I could in that scenario choose to say, oh, okay, we're going to this Italian restaurant on this street. Let's all meet there at 7. Like, I might just have an answer. I might just know in that moment exactly what sounds amazing. Or I could say, oh, you know what? I kind of feel like Mexican food tonight. Do any of you know a good Mexican restaurant? And you can reflect it back and just offer what you do know and then reflect it back. Or you can say, you know what? Let's see. Nothing is immediately coming to mind, but I've had Mexican food recently. I've had Italian food recently. I know Chinese food doesn't agree with me. What else, you guys? Like, what else is coming to mind? What else sounds really good? Invite people to participate. Sometimes people look to a leader, not necessarily to tell them exactly what to do or exactly what the plan is, although that's often the case. Really good leaders evoke answers from other people. Like, really good leaders bring out strengths from people. They draw things out of other people. It's not just, here's what we're doing and here's the exact plan and, you know, everyone look to me for everything that you need an answer on. That's exhausting. So don't take that on. Offer what you do know and engage other people in it. So what I really want you to do though is allow yourself to not feel like you have to offer. Like, you don't have to say, I don't know. Even if you don't have an exact specific scenario that you're gonna respond with. Cool? Cool. So practice. Next time someone suggests something or asks you a question, it's okay to pause. It's even okay to say it out loud and say, you know what? Nothing's coming to mind right now. I'm practicing not saying I don't know. So hang with me for a second while I think of what I do know in this arena. And then you can be quiet while you think. Like, let people in on what's going on. People just want to know what's happening. If you just all of a sudden go silent without saying anything and not give any clues as to what's going on, people might question. They might say, "What? Are you okay? What's going on here? I'm not, you're like, you just kind of went silent on us. Like, what's going on?" Just give them insight. Let them know what's going on. Tell them, hey, I'm choosing to not say I don't know anymore. So give me a minute. I'm figuring it out what I want to say here. You guys, it's amazing how simple that can be and how much respect people have for that. You don't have to know. That's the thing. So I really just want to relieve the pressure of feeling like you have to have a response or you have to know or you have to like have the answers right away. You don't. You really, truly don't. And another common scenario, right? So that's for any sort of social setting or anything where people come to you looking for, you know, suggestions on what to do or where are we going tonight. Another common scenario, though, is like I mentioned in the work where people will ask you a question you genuinely don't know the answer. There's a lot of things I don't know about physics. If someone were to ask me a question, I would have the, I don't know why you're asking me face, right? Like, it would be pretty clear. You picked the wrong person. I haven't studied physics. I'm not really the one to go to. What's cool though, is you can very simply say those exact words. Say, wow, you know what? First of all, I'm flattered that you think so highly of me, that you think I would know that. And that's really not something I've studied at all. I've read a paragraph or two about physics, but it didn't cover that. And I honestly don't even remember what I read. So why don't we Google it? Oh, Google. I'm so grateful for Google. I Google so many things. There are so many things that are not pieces of information I just have stored in my brain that I can find out like that to provide for the other person. So you can Google it and you can share them what you came up with. You can invite them to Google it and say, you know what? I'm not totally sure why you came to me when Google is an option, because I really am not going to have the information that you're looking for. Google probably will. So you can invite them to Google it. Or perhaps you actually know someone that you could introduce them to. Maybe you know a physics teacher, or maybe you know someone who is well-versed in athletics and knows that, you know, whoever the pro basketball player was in 1978 who, you know, scored all those points. I don't know. That's a random example, but you might know someone that you could connect and then they can go off on their merry way talking about basketball from 1978. I don't know. I'm not the person to have a conversation with. Wasn't even alive. don't particularly care, but thanks for thinking of me. So, okay, those are like some very basic examples of how to not say, I don't know, and still give a response. Here's the thing. Here's where that confidence comes in. To have people in awe of your confident responses, it doesn't mean you have to like show up with this, I'm so confident and I know exactly what to say in every scenario. The confidence comes when you can own who you are and where you're at and what you do know. Like, not from a cocky place of, oh, well, I know the response, but from a genuine like, wow, I'm kind of flattered you thought of me for that. Not my area at all, but here's what we can do. And then guide them elsewhere, to Google or to a friend or whatnot. Or share what you do know in that instance. You know, that's an excellent question. 1978's not coming to me. Well, what I can tell you though is a lot of people think highly of Michael Jordan. So you might look into his record and see if he's done anything that would help you with your question. I don't know, you know. And you can say, I don't know, in that joking way, but not as your default response. So what I want for you is to be able to, in any scenario, own what you do know, certainly contribute if you feel it's an area you can contribute in. And if it's an area that's not your arena, it's totally cool to own that and say that. That's where the confidence comes in. So that's where you'll have people in awe of your confident responses, when you can genuinely say, you know what? Thanks for thinking of me. Let's find out. It doesn't have to mean that you have the answer like that. Cool? Cool. All right. That's it. It's really that simple. It's allowing yourself to bring it to the forefront of your mind so you're very aware, Susan. I don't know is not an answer you can say out loud. Choose something else. And if it takes you a moment, it's going to take some time to get used to this, so give yourself some grace, hence growth and grace, that's my whole thing. Give yourself some grace as you get used to this, and allow yourself to stumble. Allow yourself to say it out loud and just own it, like, hey, I'm practicing saying I don't know. So, wow, that's not correct. I'm practicing not saying I don't know. Whew. I'm practicing not saying I don't know is my default response, so give me a minute. Let that become your new default response. It's amazing how simple it can be when we don't overcomplicate it. So don't feel like you have to have this all figured out and have it all practiced and everything before you ever step foot outside your door. That's not how it works. These things come to mind when you are engaging with other people. So I'll give you an example. I regularly coach my clients, and if I hear them say, I don't know, I say, well, that's not an acceptable answer. What do you know? And it's a simple reframe. So catch yourself saying it and say, whoa, whoa, that's not the answer. What do I know right now? Because you never don't know. That's the thing I want you to really grasp. Like, there's never a time where you don't know what the next step is. There's never a time where you don't know an action that you could take to move things forward. Like, there are times where you might not have the exact answer. You might not have the exact solution that you're wanting to move forward with. But there's never a time where you really, genuinely, totally, truly don't know. So give yourself some credit, recognize what you do know, and move forward with that. And just own that there are times where you're going to be finding a solution via Google or asking someone or owning the fact that you haven't studied that. So you don't have anything to contribute to that particular part of the conversation. Totally fine. So full respect for you when you own where you're at and when you don't pretend to know things you don't know. Own it. Share what you do know. And instead of saying, I don't know, come up with a different default response that you can say while you're figuring it out. That's it. So watch this a few times. Get some ideas, like, really soak in some of those key phrases that you can be using in any of these scenarios, and you're going to do great. I believe in you, and trust yourself. You do know.